with the word of God. I will not say much. We will turn our screens to our attention to the screen for a moment to get a little more information. The next voice you will hear will be the voice of the servant of God, the son of the Archbishop.
Reverend Dr. David Entry is the founder of Charis Ministries. Charis is a fast-growing, dynamic, multi-location church headquartered in London. Dr. David is a gifted expositor of the scriptures, blessed with wisdom and deep insight into the Word of God. He is graced with a variety of gifts and anointings and charged with the commission of stirring revival in our times. Dr. David is committed to discipleship, establishing believers, strengthening churches, raising leaders, and building the church. His message emphasizes on the Holy Spirit, discipleship, faith, the church life, and church work. Through Dr. David's down-to-earth and often humorous teachings of God's Word, many people have been saved, healed, revived, established, and inspired to attain God's best for their lives. He lives in England, in the UK, with his lovely wife and daughters. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, from England, in the UK, Dr. David Entry.
If you believe it, shout a living amen. Shout a believing amen. Please, before you take your seat. An encounter in your word with you this morning. Pray to God. Talk to God. Talk to God that as we hear your word, as I hear your word, let my story change. As I hear your word, let me catch your grace. As I hear your word, let me hear from you. Wherever you are in this building or online, on TV, wherever you are, I want you to pray and say, God, visit me. God, change my story. Lord, manifest your glory. Manifest your power. Because I believe that with you, all things are possible. Oh God! Oh God! Visit us this morning. Visit us with your word. Visit us with your grace. Visit us with your power. Visit us with your glory. And change some circumstances. Change situations to your glory. We thank you, Lord, that in you we live and move and have our being. In Jesus' name. And everyone who believes, shout a living amen. Shout a believing amen. Turn to somebody and tell the person, I believe this morning is my morning. Today is my day. And expect to hear my testimony. God bless you. Please put your hands together and be seated. Hallelujah. Wow. It's amazing to be here today, and I give honor to God for the privilege he has granted me to be part of what God is doing in the name of Jesus. And I want to honor, please, let's help me, let's honor our Father, my Father, His Eminence, the Archbishop. Shall we rise to our feet and honor our Father, my Father, the set man, the apostle of strategic prayer. Let's honor him. We thank God for his life. Papa, we love you. We are grateful to God for giving our generation a prophet like you, an apostle like you. We thank God for his life. And let's appreciate Lady Rosa. Let's appreciate Lady Rosa, a great woman of God, and our mother. We thank God for their lives. Amen. Please be seated. And I want to thank God for the bishop's presence, particularly Senior Bishop Obuda. Please help me. Let's appreciate. This man of God is a Christian man of God. I love you, sir, and I honor you. My brother was busy doing some things, but he said, I'm going to stop everything and make sure I'm here. That's my brother. It's my covenant brother. For those of you who don't know, help me. Let's appreciate the presence of my covenant brother, Bishop Joel Duncan Williams, man of fire. God bless you, sir. Thank you for coming. Amen. I think, why don't you appreciate God for your lives as well? Amen. Well, I bring you greetings from Charis Church, churches in United Kingdom, and particularly greetings from my wife, Awo. She would have loved to be here with me, but she couldn't make it. But I bring you greetings from London in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to read a scripture, short exhortation, and then we pray. Because I have a strong conviction that God is about to change somebody's story this morning. I have a strong conviction that God is about to bless somebody. God is about to do something unusual in your life. Amen. I want to read from Acts chapter 14. From verse 8. It says that, and let me preach from verse 7. And there they preached the gospel. And there sat a man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leaped and walked. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Father, thank you for bringing us together. When we hear your word, we can hear from you. If we can catch a word from you, we have caught you. We pray that as your word is taught, as your word is preached, let faith come alive. Let every gap between us and our next level, gap between us and our testimony, let the gap be bridged to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, this is just a short one. I want to encourage us, exhort us, then we can get up and pray. But I have a very strong feeling that there are miracles happening here right now. We serve a God of miracles. We serve a God of signs and wonders. Theologians call something, I mean, if you believe in God, you are a theist. So, theism is the belief in one God. But there is something different from theism, which is deism. Deism is also a belief in God, but the difference between theism and deism is that deism believes that God created the heavens and the earth, the universe, and when it finished, it starts somewhere for us to run our lives. But theism believes that God created the heavens and the earth and is involved. So he didn't leave everything. He created it and he's involved. That is the God we believe in. We believe in the God who is involved in whatever is going on. God, Bible says that known unto God are all his works from the foundation of the earth. God didn't just create us. He didn't just bring us here and start somewhere for us to run our lives. He's a God who gets involved. So what I'm trying to tell you is that whatever is going on in your life, God is about to get involved. I said, God is about to get involved. Actually, his name is Emmanuel. God with us. Emmanuel. God with us. So if God is with us, then we will see his works showing in our lives. In the book of Mark, chapter 6, Bible says they went everywhere preaching, God working with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders following. So that means that when God is working, signs and wonders show up. I want to submit to you that anytime God wants to help you, first of all, he will send a word. That is why I believe that this morning, a word is coming to somebody. Listen, when you catch God's word, you have caught God. I said, when you catch God's word, when you catch a word from God, you have caught God. In other words, if you want to catch God, catch a word. If you want to catch God, catch a word. You are believing God for your marriage. You are believing God for your health. You are believing God for your breakthrough. You are believing God for your next level. All you do is, as you sit here, just get ready. Stand. Look out for a word. A word that looks like, this is a word from God for me. I believe somebody is receiving your miracle now. As I prayed, getting ready to come, I heard the voice of God that there are going to be 24-hour miracles in this building. People are going to have 24-hour miracles. Even now, God is moving. Right now, there is a miracle here for somebody. Listen, it does not take time. It takes God. Your miracle does not take time. It doesn't take time. It takes. I said it doesn't take time. It takes. I need you to preach with me because there is power loaded in your mouth. There is power loaded in your mouth. It does not take time. It takes God. So then, if it takes God, if what you want is God, then all you need is faith. If what you want is God, then all you need is faith. In the book of Habakkuk, he said, the just shall live by faith. In the book of Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11, the just shall live by faith. Hebrews chapter 10:38, the just shall live by faith. I'm submitting to somebody the gap between you and your next level and your next miracle is faith that can bridge it. Faith. This morning, somebody's faith is coming alive. Somebody's faith is coming alive. It does not matter how bad situations look. If your faith says yes, God will not say no. If your faith says yes, God will not say no. So the other day, Paul puts it this way. According to Romans chapter 10, he says that the what, verse 7 going, what saith it? What does he say? In other words, what is the system demanding? What saith it? How have things been programmed in life? What saith it? He said, the word is near you. Romans chapter 10. He said, the word is near you. The word is near you, even in your mouth. Romans chapter 10, verse 6. I'll read it for you. Verse 7. It says that, what? Romans chapter 10. Verse 7, verse 8. But what saith it? What saith it? Verse 8. What saith it? What's the system in place? Sorry to say, don't forget, there's a system in place. There's a system in place. What is that system? For anything to work, things don't work naturally. It's like, when you see a beautiful garden, there must be a gardener behind it. For things to work, somebody must work it. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says that to one is given the working of miracles. Somebody must work it. There is a process in place by God to make things work in your favor. So he said, what saith it? What is the system? He said, the word is near thee. The word. There is a word for your testimony. There is a word for your change of story. There is a word for your breakthrough. There is a word for your healing. He said, the word is near you. What word are you talking about? He said, even in your mouth. That is why you can't stay in church and keep quiet. You can't. You can't. If Satan does not hear you speak, he will not stop harassing you. If Satan doesn't hear you speak, he will not stop harassing you. You can't be in church and be silent. Even if you are going down, don't go down silently. As long as you can speak, don't remain silent. The word is near you. If I were you, I would shout, I am blessed. Shout, I am blessed. There is a word in your mouth. If you don't say it, you will not see it. If you don't say it, you will not see it. When you say it, you will see it. What you say is what you see. What you say, that is the system in place. He said, what saith it? The word is near you. It's not too far. The word of your breakthrough, the word of your testimony. It said, the word is near you. Where? Even in your mouth. What? That is trying to say, there is a word in your mouth. What is going to guarantee your testimony is actually in your mouth. Shout yes, Lord! Shout yes, Lord! Then, he said, the word is near you. The word, even in your mouth. What word are we talking about? He said, the word of faith. Can you put it on the screen, please? The word of faith. With the word of God. There's only one reason I am standing here. I'm standing here to preach so you can say. According to Hebrews, he says that, watch this, Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5, he said, let your life be without covetousness. Don't be jealous of what's happening in somebody's life. Let your life be without covetousness. And he said, watch this, without covet, and be content with such things that you have. For he there, if you look at New King James, is capital. He, for God hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake you. That's what God has said. He said, I will never leave you. I don't know what you are going through, but I came with an announcement that God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Impact 2022 is your impact. Impact 2022 is your impact. It's your change. You see, some people are still not catching it and saying amen. If I were you, I would never be economical with an amen. When you are in church, don't be economical. Don't be diplomatic about your amen. Sometimes you actually have to shout. You have to jump and scream out. And scream out. What you say determines what you see. What you say, shout and bless. Please, if you want to encounter God, you better have something to say. If you want to encounter a miracle in this New Testament era, you better got something to say. So he says that, for God has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Why did God say it? Look at the next verse. Why did he say it? Verse 6, why did God say it? So that we will boldly say, God has said, verse 6 says that, so that we may boldly say. So God said it, so you can say it. God said it, so you can say it. God said it, so you can say it. When you come to church and somebody is preaching and the person says, say something, don't be quiet, because therein lies your testimony. Therein lies your miracle. When you hear a word that resonates with your spirit, don't be quiet. Don't be diplomatic. You better open your mouth and shout amen when you hear the word. The word of faith. It's near you. It's not somewhere. It's near you. In your mouth. In your mouth. That if you believe in your heart and you say with your mouth, you shall be saved. I'm talking about the gap between you and your next testimony. The only thing that can bridge it is God. And if it will take God, that means that it requires faith. It requires faith. It requires, we'll be getting up to pray in a moment. But I want you to understand, when you read the Bible in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews talks, Hebrews chapter 11 is the chapter on faith. It starts by talking about how, for a faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hebrews chapter 1 said the evidence of things not seen. Then it goes to chapter verse 2, Hebrews 11 2, that by faith, I think, let's exercise what I just spoke about, speaking. Is that okay? Let me tell you something before we do this. Every time, or those who are into pharmacy, when you buy paracetamol or any kind of tablet, there is the active ingredient and there is the bulking agent. So when you buy paracetamol, usually many people will prefer buying paracetamol from a reputable organization or nation than some backstreet nation. When you buy paracetamol from maybe some backstreet market, it might be paracetamol. It might have the pain-killing agent inside it. It's called the active ingredient. It might have the pain-killing agent inside it. But, and then the bulking agent. So you take the pain-killing ingredient, mix it with the, let's say, powder. Okay, that is what, then you get a paracetamol. But sometimes the powder can be 50%. And the active ingredient might be 50%. Or some places, if you buy it from the back street, it will still be paracetamol. But it might be only 15% active ingredient. So, guess what? If your situation requires about 50 or 70, 75% active ingredients, and you buy that paracetamol, you might have to take 5 of them together because it's only 15%. Whilst in some other places, you might buy a certain paracetamol and it's 75% active ingredient. So when you buy that one, there is so much potency in that paracetamol. Now, when I preach and I say I am blessed, I'm trying to get someone to speak God's word. But that saying I'm blessed is coming from me. But when you read what is written, raw Bible, 100% active ingredients from God's power. So when you come to church and we say something, say, but when we say let's read it from the screen, you are downloading 100% of God's power. You are repeating 100% of God's authority. Somebody said yes. With that in mind, shall we read the scripture? Let's go. For by it. Listen, you are reading the Bible. When God speaks, works show. When God speaks, works show. Works show. You are going to read it again. But read it from your heart. Let your mouth repeat. Let Satan hear you. Let your condition hear you. Let your situation hear you. It does not matter the word. It is straight from the Bible. As you read it, I see the walls of Jericho coming down. As you read it, I see the situation changing around for you. Are you ready? Let's read it out with a loud voice. Let's go. One more time. For by it, the elders, for the last time. He said, faith is it. And by faith, those who are ahead of us, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all these great guys the Bible had to record, they obtained a good report, a good testimony by faith. So what he's trying to say is, if you also bring faith to the table, faith only generates good reports. Your enemies will hear about your good report. Your loved ones will hear about your good report. Your family will hear about the good report. Shout hallelujah! Bible says that God visited Elizabeth, and Elizabeth said, people will hear that me, who could not give birth, I become a mother of a child. I don't know who I am talking to, but I believe there is a spirit of miracle babies in this building. There is a spirit, there is a grace for miracle children. There is a grace for miracle children, miracle babies. Receive it in the name of Jesus. So he said, for by faith, the elders obtained a good report, and the Bible bothered itself to tell us a bit more about the elders. So verse 4, it said, Abel. So verse 4, Abel offered. Verse 5, Enoch was translated. Verse 7, Noah obeyed. Verse 8, Abraham. Verse 11, Sarah. He kept mentioning their name. Verse 17, Abraham. Verse 20, Isaac blessed. Verse 21, Jacob blessed. Verse 22, Joseph. Talk about Joseph. Verse 23, Moses. Verse 24, Moses. Verse 25, Moses. Verse 26, Moses. Verse 27, Moses. Verse 28, they kept the Passover. Verse 29, they went through the Red Sea. Verse 30, they passed the walls of Jericho. Came down. Verse 31, Rahab did not perish. Rahab did not perish. Shout yes, Lord. They are busy condemning you based on what they know about you. But you are also busy building faith. Busy building faith. By faith, watch this. This is quite an interesting text. By faith, the harlot. They should have mentioned the harlot. Because, you know, in spiritual terms, harlotry is not nice. Harlotry disqualifies you. I don't know who I'm talking to. Who feels something has disqualified you? But faith will give you an entitlement. He said, by faith, the harlot Rahab. The harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe. So the others who perished, they perished because of their lack of faith. They perished not because they didn't have a man of God. Not because they didn't have a church. Not because they didn't know people. You can know people. You can have the best doctor, but still be perishing. You can have the best contact and still be perishing. But not when you have faith. Not when you have faith. No, I see somebody's faith coming alive. I see somebody's faith coming alive. This morning, receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your breakthrough. If you believe it, shout yes, Lord. Now, quickly, let's look at my foundation text. Bible talks about how at Lystra, in Acts chapter 14, Bible says, verse 8, and there sat a man at Lystra, impotent in his feet. But the problem was a very ancient problem. From the day he was born, he has never known the privilege of walking. Never. So to tell someone like that to walk, he needs physio first. And he needs certain systems of training. But this man has never walked. Bible says, I like that next phrase. Impotent in his feet, being crippled from his mother's womb, who never walked. Look at the next phrase, verse 9. Let's all read the first line together. I can't hear you, please. It's not my word, it's God's word. Load your life with God's word. Say it again. They said, who? The same person who has never walked. It's not somebody else. This person who has never walked. That same person. He hasn't changed. But that same person. Everybody knew him. He didn't change his identity. He didn't do surgery. The same person. Listen, you came into this building, you tuned in into this streaming as a certain person, but by the time we finish, this same person who started hearing, hey, that same person, not your brother, not your friend, not somebody else, that same person who is hearing the word, it doesn't matter the impossibility around your life, if you can respond yourself to hear the word preached, the same head. You don't have money? Yes. The same head, David preached. You don't have a husband? Yes. The same head, the pastor preached. You don't have a baby? Yes. The same head, the pastor preached. You don't have a job? Yes. The
says, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what is working against you. It doesn't matter what you don't have. If you can hear the word preached. The same heard Paul preaching. Who? Now Paul, the guy interrupted Paul's preaching. You said you have faith. How is it that you have faith? If you have faith, it shows in the way you approach your worship, approach church, approach prayer, approach your giving. Listen, when a woman is in labor, that's not a time for makeup. She doesn't have time for that. She doesn't have time. Some of us, we are at the brink of a miracle. Elijah put his head in his thighs because this miracle must happen now. When you need a miracle, never come to church and ask for it. Never.
Yes.
They say this guy was so desperate for a miracle. As Paul was preaching, he saw, I think, a miracle in his mouth. He saw the word. He saw the word. So you know what he started doing? He started showing something. He wanted to get up. He wanted to boom. See, if you say you have faith, how would I know you have it? But Bible says, Paul observing, beholding, and perceiving that he had faith. So that means there was an expression in the come to do something. The way some of us are very gentle. I don't know what's happening. But since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered the violent and the violent and the violent and the violent. Don't be gentle and the violent. You need an aggressive faith. You need an aggressive faith. You need an aggressive faith. Yes, Lord. The same had Paul preached. And Paul saw the man had faith to be healed. Paul stopped the preaching and focused on that man. I see heaven's spotlight is coming upon somebody. If you're the one I'm talking about, let your heaven show it. Let your heaven show it. Who told you situations cannot change? This man was born a cripple, but he encountered the word of God, and the word sparked faith in his heart, and he got his healing. How old is your situation? Faith can take care of it. Your faith in God, your faith in God's word, your faith in the word of God, your faith in the word of God, your faith in the word of God will bridge you. It will bridge the gap between you and your next testimony. As I run up out to pray, permit me to tell you about, there are so many instances in scriptures. But Hannah came back after prayer. He came back a year or so later in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 26, 27. He came and he came to the prophet, the man of God, the high priest, and said, "Oh my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman. Me, I am the one." Maybe you don't remember, but I am the one. When they say, "Who is going to sow a seed?" I was the one who was always rushing for it. Bishop, I can confidently say, people see me, they are wondering, do you actually live in Archbishop's house? Yes, I am the one. I am the one. I am the one. I live in Archbishop's house, and I live there, I live by faith. I wasn't looking for anything material. I wanted the grace upon that man's life. The grace upon that man's life. The grace upon that man's life. Nowadays, testimonies, miracles are common occurrence in the work God is doing with our hands. Common occurrence. Recently, one of our ladies was booked for surgery. And the day before surgery, she was so blessed. We had a service the day before surgery. So she decided to, let me go to church. Let me expose myself to the atmosphere and believe God before I go the next day. She to church. I didn't even lay hands on her. I didn't know about the situation. But the Holy Ghost came upon me and I prophesied that there are people there who are getting 24-hour miracles. Just like I'm prophesying this morning. I'm prophesying this morning. The day will not end and you shall hear your testimony. I said the day will not end and you will hear a testimony. Somebody here is about to hear good news. You are about to hear good news. She went for the surgery and they said, let's scan you for the last time, which was the normal procedure before we carry out the surgery. They scanned her. They said, what's your date of birth? She mentioned it. What's your name again? Are you the same person? Who told you you had a problem? Because from the scan I can see, you don't need surgery. Who told you God cannot fix it for you? Who told you God cannot do it? I stand here under the grace of His heavenly, the Archbishop, and I prophesy over your life 24-hour miracle! This morning, as I pray, the Lord opened my eye, showed me a certain lady in this side of the auditorium with a lamp in your breast, and it's getting sore. And you are very concerned. I saw that lamb dissolving instantly. There's somebody watching, and you are sick on the hospital bed. You are just believing God because doctors have given up on you. I have good news. God hasn't given up on you. God has, that is why He made you to tune in, because your miracle is now. The songwriter said, I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm telling you, you are going to see a victory. When we start to pray, pray like somebody in the labor ward. Pray. Birth it out. Birth it out. Hannah came back. And he said to the priest, Eli, verse 27, 1 Samuel chapter 1, he said, I am the woman. Verse 26 said, I am the woman. He said, I am the woman that stood by thee here. Doing what? Doing what? Doing what? You can't come to church and miss out on prayer. Some people, they only come after prayer is finished. They come for praise and worship. He said, I came. Today and praying. Now look at verse 27. He said, ha! Pastor Frank, can you please come? Look, I'm finishing. Verse 27. Bishop, the woman, come please, sir. He held his son's hand and he brought him to the prophet. He said, for this child, he said, this is a witness of what prayer can do. He said, what did you see on the screen? He said, this child, I prayed. Somebody is going to come here by next year, and you are going to be saying, this child, I prayed. This husband, I prayed. This wife, I prayed. This medical report, I prayed. This house, I prayed. This business, I prayed. If you are the one, shout, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He said, somebody help me. He said, this child, I prayed, and the Lord. So, see, watch this. So, you see, if you are not praying, you are missing out. You are missing out on what the Lord can do. He said, this child I prayed, and the Lord gave me my petition. This morning, I am here on bended knees to submit to somebody. The prayer you are about to pray, God will grant you your petition. God will grant you your petition. God God will grant you your petition. I don't know what the situation is. I don't know what the condition is. But one thing I know, God is a miracle working God. And that if you can stretch out in faith, you will receive your testimony. Somebody is receiving a miracle medical report. Lift up your hands, somebody. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. When we start to pray, if you feel like kneeling, kneel. If you feel like coming to the altar, come. Whatever you feel like doing, don't be diplomatic. Zoom in into prayer, because I feel there is a miracle. There is a miracle. There is a testimony here for somebody. This child, I pray. Lift up your two hands, please. This child, I pray. Pray. Listen. You have what looks like an emergency. It's just begging for divine intervention. Somebody said it cannot be done. Who said? Who said? Who said? There is a miracle in this place. Watch this. God is real and God is here. God is real and God is here. God is real and God is here. Somebody lift up your two hands. I see miracles. Wow, I'm telling you. I see miracles. I see miracles. There is a stirring. I see the stirring. It's by the angel that stirred the water. I see stirrings for testimony. That lady, there's a miracle coming to you very fast. There's a testimony coming to you very fast. I see situations that they said is impossible being turned around. Somebody, begin, lift up your voice and begin to pray. If you feel like coming to the altar, come to the altar. Kneel down. Lead me at the altar with my father. I'm believing God for a miracle. I'm believing God for a miracle. If you are believing God for a miracle, then I want you to lift up your voice. Lift up your hands and pray. Exercise your faith in prayer. Exercise your faith in prayer. Oh God, change my story. Oh God, change my situation. Oh God, somebody lift up your voice in prayer. Ragadagadagadagadaga. Rabadagadagadagadagadagada. Ragadagadagadagadagadagada. Rabababababababababa. Alusakaya. Alusakaya. Randelebebebebebebe. Rabadabababababa. Rataya. All things are possible right here, right now. All things are possible right here, right now. There is a miracle in this place with somebody's name on it. All things are possible. All things are possible right here, right now. All things are possible right here, right now. All things are possible right here, right now. Hey, hey. Magosh, 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 Lade, Magaya. If you are watching, I announce to you that a miracle is just next to you. It's in your mouth. Don't remain silent. It's in your mouth. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Raga ga 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 ga. Yes, the Holy Ghost is touching people. The Holy Spirit is changing situations. I'm telling you, before the end of this year, before the end of this month, you'll be dancing in a testimony. You'll be celebrating your testimony. For by faith, the elders obtained a good report. I see you obtaining a good report. I see you obtaining a good report. Pray about that child. Pray about your husband. Pray about your wife. Pray about their business. Pray about your ministry. There's somebody listening to me. Your ministry is almost collapsing, but the devil is a liar. All things are possible right here, right now. Don't be diplomatic. Don't be gentle. Don't be silent. Don't be silent. Open your mouth. Cry out. Cry out. Blind Bartimaeus, cry out. Jesus stood still for him. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Ragabababababa. Ragabababababa. see somebody coming back tomorrow with your testimony. I see somebody coming back next week with your testimony. I see somebody coming back next year impact with your testimony. I see your miracle. I see your miracle. I see your miracle. I see your miracle. Hey! 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 Da 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 da! Raga da 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 da! Raga da 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 da! Why yeah! Why yeah! Why yeah! Why yeah! Why yeah! Ra da 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 da! The power of the Holy Ghost is coming upon people all over the building. All over the building. All over the building. Run. In Jesus' name. Oh, I can't hear your amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Aggressive faith will always speak. True faith will always speak. If you have faith and the word is near you in your mouth, I want you to shout a believing amen. Amen. Bishop, there are miracles here. I know. Listen. I don't care, they said, in our family this, our family that. Not when you encounter a word from God. Not when you encounter a word from God. And your faith is hooked onto the word. Because when God speaks, works show. When God speaks, works show. I'm about to. My brother is here, prophet. He's going to, I believe, he's going to continue. But before, welcome, prophet. Nice to see you. Please, I appreciate it. But before he takes over, I feel the miracle grace here. It's too strong. It's just too strong. I know it. I'm telling you. If you don't have a miracle, I'll be very surprised. I'll be very surprised. And you see, God is, every day is God's day. It becomes your day, the day you believe. The day you believe becomes your day. Never go into a miracle zone like this, a miracle arena like this, and sit down and watch. Yeah, a lot is about to happen, I'm telling you. Never go and sit down and watch. Don't be a spectator. Engage. Engage. And you'll be coming back and say, this I asked in prayer. This I prayed. This is the evidence. This is the evidence. God is going to use you as a point of reference to prove that He's a prayer answering God. If you believe, it, shout, yes, Lord. I have to hand over now. I want to pray that, please, you can go back to your seat. Know that your miracles are. But I want to pray for, watch this. Anybody here with a medical complication, doctor said, this one, it cannot be dealt with. I saw healings. I want to pray for you. If you have medical complications, the doctor said this one cannot be healed. At least they have done their best. Let's see what faith in God can do. Come forward. I hear in the Bible, when you read Matthew chapter 8, verse 8, Jesus said, I'm going to come to your house. The man said, Lord, don't come. Only speak the word. A word is enough. And verse 13, Jesus said, be it unto you according as you have believed. So you see, your believing is what determines what happens in your life. As you believe. But whosoever believes should not perish. As you have believed. That's Matthew chapter 8. And then Matthew chapter 9. If you are believing God for the fruit of the womb, miracle baby, you can join us. Then Matthew chapter 9. Bible says it from verse 26, 27. Blind men. He just came into the house, bishop, and two blind men followed him. How can blind men follow? It takes a lot of faith to be blind and following Jesus to where he's going. You don't even know why. They were blind, but they are following him. I'm telling you, you need some wild faith here, somebody. Wild faith. Blind, but they were following. A blind man who can't see. Two of them, they were following Jesus. Because they are using their ears. They hear the sound is there, then they go. When you hear the sound of abundance, don't stay tense. And when they came to Jesus, look at this. They entered the house where Jesus was. Look at the question Jesus asked them. Jesus said, oh, I see all that you are doing, but do you believe? Do you believe, verse 28, do you believe that I, the Son of Man, am able to do this? What did they say? What did they say? What did they say? Do you believe that your miracle is now? Do you believe that God is about to turn your situation around? Do you believe that what you are believing God for is happening for you? Do you believe it? Yes, Lord. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? I was trying to withhold it, but I can't. As I stood there, I saw strange testimonies in the choir. Strange testimonies. This choir, I'm telling you, the God of Nicholas Duncan Williams has visited this choir. See the testimonies that are about to happen from this choir. If I be a prophet, see the testimonies that are coming. I am telling you, God is visiting people. God is visiting your house. God is visiting your situation. God is visiting you wherever you are. Shout yes, Lord. They said yes, Lord. Verse 29, Jesus touched them. And look at Jesus' statement. According to your faith, not according to me. According to your faith, be it unto you. Who told you your faith cannot do it? Your faith in God is all it requires. If God is all it takes. Your faith is all it requires. If God is all it takes. If you are standing here, lift up your two hands. I was told, for first year, we got married. First year, second year, third year, no baby. Fourth year, no baby. Fifth year. I never was born it. Because I knew the way I'm serving God is not possible. And I've met God in the spirit. I was carrying my own baby. It's not possible that I don't have a child. Without any medical intervention, God delivered it. And to make sure that it's not by accident, he gave us another one. I am a living witness of what faith can do. Sickness is one of the easiest things faith takes care of. Barrenness is cocoa. I announce to you, you are not barren. You are not barren. The miracle baby that is about to be birthed must be a result of prayer. That's why. Lift up your hands. Everybody stretch out your hands towards them. Lord. Speak in tongues, everybody. Rakata, you said in your word, with God all things are possible. With God all things are possible. Any situation here that looks impossible, any situation here that seems unsurmountable, any situation here which Satan has put his hand on, I pray in the name of Jesus and I declare a turnaround on the account of the blood of the Lamb and on the grace, based on the grace of your servant, the Archbishop, I decree a turnaround. I decree a change of story. 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 Receive that miracle. God told me this morning that he's healing people. I believe you are one of them. He told me he's giving people miracle babies. And he told me he's granting 24-hour miracle. Three things. You are receiving your portion. I stand here as a prophet and I declare over your life, receive your portion now! Receive your portion now. Receive your portion now. Receive your miracle now. Receive your miracle now. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, you may be watching. Your miracle is next to you. Send the praise report right now when you get your testimony. You will hear good news. Congratulations. Put your hands together. Please go back to your seat. Glory. Glory. Glory.
Lord is coming down.
The glory of the Lord.
Glory of the Lord.